This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Just 3 working days away from the Iowa caucus, who's coming from behind? Not a new frontrunner, but the guy who led in the first place. After all the drama, will it be Romney in the end? It's Thursday, December 29th, and this is a Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry still out all this week, and so Todd Zwilla joins me this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning,
Celeste.
I
said a takeaway. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
It's both a takeaway.
It was accurate, but not
the takeaway.
It was accurate, but not specific.
That's
this is
correct.
The takeaway.
You're right. That's right. We're going to have some brand new poll numbers for you that show Mitt edging out the competition in Iowa, and we've got Bill Adair of PolitiFact. He's going to tell you which candidates are telling the truth and whose pants are on fire. We're also going to check back in later this hour with a Marine Corps vet we talked to earlier this year. He's going back to Iraq voluntarily, this time with his dance company. But you're talking about what you think was the top story of 2011. And Paul in Ellis Island, New Jersey, writes to us, the tsunami and nuclear disaster in Japan. It's a tragedy that affects the people of Japan and the entire world because of the release of atomic radiation. Absolutely. We're gonna as we head in the new year, hear more about what you think was the best, biggest story of the year and what makes headlines in 2012. You can give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on the headlines.
That sound is from North Korea during the second day of national mourning for former leader Kim Jong-il. The country now hails Kim's youngest son as supreme leader of the country's ruling party, military, and the people. Kim Jong-un can be seen on state television bowing his head in silence during this morning's memorial services. The ceremonial head of the state in North Korea told the crowd the younger Kim inherits his father's ideology, his character, and the revolutionary cause.
Does he inherit his elevator shoes?
We will see.
The race for the Republican presidential nomination is heating up 5 days before the Iowa caucuses. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann took a blow when her Iowa campaign chief defected to Texas Congressman Ron Paul's campaign. Iowa State Senator Kent Sorensen previously served as the head of Bachmann's state campaign.
You know, it's difficult, but it's the right thing to do because he fights for the values that I hold dear as well.
And the setback comes as former Senator Rick Santorum surges to third place in the new CNN Time Magazine poll. That same poll also shows one-time frontrunner Newt Gingrich losing steam. We're going to talk more about this in a few minutes.
Federal prosecutors, meanwhile, are reportedly preparing what could be the first criminal charges stemming from last year's Gulf oil spill down in the Gulf of Mexico. A report in this morning's Wall Street Journal says several Houston-based engineers and at least one of their supervisors are being eyed in the probe. Prosecutors assert the employees may have provided false information to regulators.
The Obama administration is warning Iran not to close a vital trade passageway in the Persian Gulf. Iran says it will shut down the Strait of Hormuz if sanctions are imposed on its exports of crude oil. That's something the U.S. Navy calls unacceptable. The Navy calls unacceptable the shutting down of the Strait of Hormuz, not the sanctions. We're going to talk more about that later this hour.
Vermont is reopening a state highway 4 months after Hurricane Irene. Route 107 will be open for business later today, the first time since August. The damaged road left a dozen towns cut off from the outside world for days following the storm. And the tiny South Pacific nation of Samoa is preparing to jump forward in time, literally.
This is the best story ever.
At the stroke of midnight, the island will cross westward over the international dateline, skipping Friday, December 30th.
Except.
Yes.
Tomorrow's my birthday. They can skip that day.
No, Celeste's birthday in Samoa.
Heck.
It will be. They will skip right over. Well, you could move there and you would be ageless. They would have never celebrated your birthday.
I'd still be 41.
Well, they're going to skip on December 30th. They'll altogether skip ahead, straight ahead to December 31st. The country's prime minister says the move was designed to align it with New Zealand.
And we're asking you if you had a, if there was a day you could get rid of. Not my birthday is not an option. tell us what day you would forget about. What 8778 might take. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,151. The S&P at 1249. The Nasdaq at 2267. We're going to check in on Iowa where things are happening in just a moment.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.